Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
Are you ready to eat some freeze-dried candy?
Yeah, let's have candy away an astronaut might.
Today is a special episode because I guess it's our first donated item.
I feel like it's a sponsored episode.
Sponsored by my mom. I'm super grateful because she saw people eating freeze-dried candies on TikTok. Well, I think Jonathan did. And they tried some. And she decided she wanted to hear our take on it. And I said, we would love to, but that is way too pricey. And so she took matters into her own hands. Because, you know, the people want to hear what the snack queens have to say about freeze-dried candy.
Yeah, that was so nice and generous. And you had said that I was to expect something, but I like nearly fell out of my chair because I really do look at like the different Etsy shops. And I had just yesterday watched a girl and she was trying to freeze dry stuff that doesn't freeze dry well by wrapping it in like fruit roll up stuff. And she felt like it was good. Like the combination was pretty good. But I believe we have stuff that really freeze dries well.
I have been a little hesitant about trying these because I, you know, growing up in the Rocket City, I've tried many an astronaut food and I don't love the texture, but I've been told that a lot of these are great. So I'm excited to try.
Me too. Do you have somewhere that you'd like to start?
I'll list what we have.
Oh, yeah.
First, we have Skittles original, even though the berry ones were an option. And I did say, oh, that's my favorite flavor of Skittles. But I wanted to say, you know, true to what I feel most people have access to. So we have the original Skittles. And Starburst. And a Sarah favorite, Laffy Taffy. And Nerds Clusters. And Caramel Apple Pops.
Pretty fun array. All generally fruity. Because chocolate doesn't freeze dry.
I've seen people ask the girls on TikTok. They want to see peanut M&Ms. I reached into the box and grabbed Skittles first. Would you like to start there?
Yeah, I've got them in front of me. I'm going to pull one of every kind. If you have not seen them, they kind of crack open Pac-Man style. Oh, I forgot lemon.
Easy to do. That's a great way to describe it. Or like tiny colorful hamburgers.
Oh yeah, because some of them are like still connected on the one side and some of them it has like ripped through them.
They smell great.
Pretty skittily.
Yeah.
Ooh, listen. How different is that from a regular sounding Skittle? Alright. Let's give them a try. I'm gonna go my least favorite to my favorite. Here we go.
What's your least favorite?
I'm going to start with purple.
I'm starting with orange with the same logic. Okay, okay, here we go. Cheers.
Cheers. Now that was pretty interesting.
I am surprised. I really dig this.
The flavor, is it more intense, I guess, because the moisture's gone, so it's like only that left?
Oh, maybe. It is a very strong flavor.
Let's try the rest. I've got one left. What are you ending with?
Red.
Woohoo! It's a very satisfying crunch.
Yes. Like I said, I was hesitant to try because of the texture. I thought it would be more, I don't know, like that styrofoamy that gets stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
But that didn't really at all. I loved that.
Nine.
Same.
Oh my gosh.
I would eat the heck out of those.
Yeah, I'm glad that I have a few left.
What would you like to try next?
I think let's go to the Nerds clusters. They look so fragile.
Yeah, I don't know what your bag currently looks like, but a lot of mine looks like dust.
Mine stay together pretty well, but they look bad. And the Nerd itself is also another thing that doesn't change at all when it's being freeze-dried. So the gummy part has really puffed up and is kind of corally looking, but the Nerds are exactly the same.
Trying to get one with some Nerds on it. Ugh, these also smell amazing.
Yeah, I like that.
Sealing the bag. Having just seen the movie that I just saw, these look like the Quantum Realm.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
It'll make sense for you on Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Tastes good.
Love it.
Now, do you
a like little them? Bit?
Oh, sorry. A little bit what?
A little bit sticking in my teeth, but
yeah.
Worth it. What were you going to ask?
Do you like the gummy clusters in their regular form?
Yes. Very much so.
They're a little sour for me, and I feel like that is not intensified at all here. This was a sweet experience.
Yeah, I don't get sour from them normally, but I definitely didn't get any.
Okay, I'm bopping that down to a 7, and pretty much for the teeth thing.
I'm going to stay at a 9. Tasted great. I'll eat the rest of them.
Ooh. This may end up being the highest rated Sarah episode.
I mean, the snacks have an unfair advantage in that they're some of my all-time favorites. Already.
Semantics.
And on that note, I guess let's go with Laffy Taffy.
Okay. I'd like to break my pieces instead of biting off, but I don't know if it's going to be enough. So let me experiment real quick. Oh yeah, that was fine.
How did you do that?
Oh no.
I think you experienced what I just did.
My red one did not explode. The green one was like apparently way puffier.
Yeah, my purple exploded.
Okay. I guess I'm just going to bite off of these ones then. So sorry, green.
I'm going to start with purple, I guess, because I have a handful of dust.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Why am I not eating more Laffy Taffy?
I think I'm going green.
I'm going to get yellow over with. Like the advent calendar all over again.
But you're in control. How would you describe what's going on here?
Well, my yellow one was still chewy.
Oh. Hold on, let me try that. Oh, yeah, the yellow one is, like, not as done.
With my pink one? It's shaped like a triangle.
Hmm. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a picture because it looks like a carrot.
Okay. So, those were, like, so solid.
Which,
yeah,
it makes sense because it's a denser candy, but you're right, like that was thick.
It was a little more work. I feel like I'm also giving that a 7 because it tasted great. I just would maybe not go back to that.
I'll bump it down to an 8 because it tastes wonderful. A little more difficult to eat. Because you're not popping a whole one of these in your mouth.
Yes.
You may die.
Is not there.
Oh. Need a palate cleanser.
I've got my watermelon poppy and it's doing the trick.
I'm just plain water.
Delicious.
But yes, also doing the trip. Okay, what's next?
I think the caramel apple, because we kind of did like lots of flavors, one flavor, lots of flavors, one flavor.
Okay. Wait.
I'm not going to try and break this.
Well, I have one on a stick and one that has fallen off the stick. And actually, the one on a stick, I could just pull the stick out of that too.
Mine are still pretty secure, so I don't know what's up with yours.
These are so puffy.
Yeah, they're like a pretty egg shape. It's interesting.
They've puffed up to the size of a fried Oreo. Not a regular Oreo. An Oreo with a little bit of oomph.
I think that these are sour. So I'm excited to see if it's less so.
Okay. I am going to take a bite where I can see that there is sucker. Because there's an end that is like definitely just caramel.
Yeah, I see a little green on this side. I'm going there.
Okay.
I actually thought that I might not like that at all. And it was kind of fun.
I did a little dance. I loved it.
A little dance.
And now I want to see just a regular freeze-dried just caramel.
Puffy.
It was really good, and the sour apple complimented it so nicely, and I used to love those suckers as a kid, and then the older I got, the more I hated how sticky they are.
Yeah.
And this was nice to have that flavor without the sticky factor.
Yeah, this one didn't go to the teeth. I'm not really understanding the through line there, because it doesn't seem the same, but I liked that. And it's going to go in my in-between, my 8. Nothing is rivaling the Skittles for me.
Well, it was a 9 for me because I feel it improved upon the original.
That's kind of cool. All All right, we've got one little baggie left.
But four flavors.
Is this true?
It should be. Yellow, orange, pink, red.
Okay, I don't have any orange, I don't think.
Oh, no.
Unless I'm being silly. Like I was with the, candy corn. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, is one of them orange? And I'm being silly. I've kept my bag oriented the same way.
No, you are missing an orange.
Okay.
I am guessing these are going to be more similar to the Laffy Taffy just because they don't seem to have puffed up far from their original size.
Yeah, just a little compact. And this is how they sound.
Very different from a Starburst, a regular Starburst.
I would agree.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm going yellow.
Okay, I'm going to go orange.
Ooh. I've just got pink left.
Waiters in the same order.
Please answer.
Tastes great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bump it down to an 8 again. I don't think I like the dense ones. They're hard to chew.
I think that that's really fair. I think that these... I'm going to go 8 as well, and this is weird because it's like sticking in my teeth a little bit like the Laffy Taffy, which got it bumped down, but it's pretty darn delicious, which gets it bumped back up.
They taste amazing, but I just think it made it harder to eat a Starburst.
Yeah, sorry. Definitely like a little more intensive, maybe a good, if you're trying to like define your jawline, get a lot of extra chews in.
That's a good. Maybe I should try it. Work it out.
Okay, well, they were my highest scored, but I, like, would definitely pay for more of these Skittles.
I would consider buying the equipment to freeze dry my own candy just for the Skittles and the Nerds clusters.
Okay, that would be so fun.
And, like, what other suckers could we do? Like, what would happen to a Blow Pop? Has she done a Blow Pop?
I haven't seen the Canadian girl. I haven't seen her do one. I think gum doesn't do anything.
That's disappointing.
Hold on. I'm just going to do a quick little search. Freeze. Do we know the exact shop that this came from?
No, the bags are all different, so I'm assuming she got them from Amazon.
Oh, okay.
So they're all from different providers. Possibly the Skittles and the lollipops came from the same. I can get more info for you.
No, if it's not a small shop, then I don't need to worry about, like... My package from Amazon has shipped. You know what I had to buy?
What?
I had to buy like a gas mask, like a safety mask, and a hot knife because my grandmother stored everything in these big Outback Steakhouse styrofoam boxes, and I have to try and break them down. And I've got like 20 boxes to try, and like, I just feel like if I cut down the corners and along the bottom, that it's like five sides that can stack instead of like the hollow.
Yeah.
And the lid, but I don't know. And then my mom was like, well, are you going to mail people their stuff in them? And I think I'm just going to use regular boxes. But anyway, so I think that's what shipped.
I love that about her. I miss her for stories like this.
It was pretty something. And I don't know if we ever discussed this, but she did also call it Obama steaks. And there are just so many Obama boxes in that garage. I'm seeing zero evidence of Blow Pops freeze-dried being sold. So she may have tried them and they didn't work. Which happens. Freeze-dried fails. She talks about them a lot.
Well, do we think a Tootsie Roll Pop would do it? I want to freeze-dry all the things.
I do know that when I'm trying to wind down a little later, I will... Oh, I'm seeing Tootsie Rolls freeze-dried, so... Tootsie Roll balls. What the heck are those? That would probably be a pretty interesting texture. So, here's my thing. I love it. I think it's so interesting. I can't wait to watch more videos. I guess I never think about like how much like freeze-dried marshmallows are kind of just always out and about. I wish more things were just at the store.
Yeah, like readily available. Because the problem is, I think we just created a monster. And I'm going to want to try so many more things.
Well, maybe we'll do a follow-up that your sweet, sweet mom doesn't have to pay for. Cool.
Yeah. Yay. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was delightful.
And to all of our other listeners, like, let us know if you want to hear something. Or send us things if you want to hear something. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, we'll eat whatever you put in my mailbox.
I can't guarantee that, because, like, if you want to hear the snack queens eat bugs, I can tell you right now, it's not going to happen.
Okay, but they're, like, the flower of the future. So when there's no more wheat, what are you going to do?
Maybe that's a Patreon episode.
Okay, fair enough.
Elizabeth, do you have any thumbs up? Or Dan?
Yeah, I do. I did watch the first four episodes of Perfect Match, a show that I had previously mentioned being excited for. I'm not totally sure about it, so I want to put it on standby. A new thing I'm working on, which is where I'll wait to give it a rating. But it's on my radar, and I did watch the first episodes.
I watched the first episode last night, and hated it as much as I hated Bachelor in Paradise, but I will be watching the rest. It is nutty in all the best ways that a Netflix reality show is. And but yet I did not watch it today and I was off all day. So
yeah, I think that makes sense. The other thing in the same exact, I'm like totally caught up on Love Island. So I am watching the current winter season a day late, because I live in America, as it happens. And that is so fun.
I'm so happy for you.
Thanks. What about you?
My thumbs up is a little show on Hulu that I binged in like 2 days called Extraordinary. Have you heard of it?
No.
It is about like a world where everyone gets a superpower when they turn 18, but they're weird superpowers and sometimes pretty adult superpowers.
Okay.
And the main character is 25 and she has not gotten a superpower yet. And so navigating that world without a superpower. And it's quirky. It feels a lot like Dairy Girls, probably because they're Irish. And the girl's mom is the nun from Dairy Girls.
Oh, but Siobhan.
She has a really cool blonde mohawk.
Okay. Ooh. Well, I'll check that out.
Yeah, I really loved it. It was 8 30-minute episodes, and I was very sad when it ended, and it ended on a cliffhanger, so hopefully they give us another season.
I hope so, too. We'd not talked about it, but I had been watching Reboot, and that just got canceled, and it was kind of like not like totally, but so I'm just feeling that sorrow of a canceled sitcom.
You know, I feel really in a kind of a TV slump right now. I have How I Met Your Father on, was it come out Tuesdays? And Poker Face comes out on Thursdays. And that's all I have to look forward to right now. There's nothing on.
I just finished the third episode of Poker Face. That got picked up for another season. And I'm really enjoying that. And I just finished the new episodes of Criminal Minds. I have fallen behind.
Sorry. I think I inhaled some candy dust.
Some Abby Dabby dust. Well, that's some good stuff to look out for.
It is. It's been a long time since we've ended an episode, and I just am surveying what I have left, and I'm very happy about it.
Yeah. We should maybe evaluate what we're doing most of the time. Yeah, I'm excited for everyone to try them. I'm going to put a limit on the Skittles that they can try. And go from there.
Yes. Work is not getting any of these.
I think that's fair.
Well, thanks for crunching and munching.
Definitely crunching.
And I guess snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah. Thanks, Sarah's mom.
Bye.
Bye.